What are the characteristics of an authentically empowered human being? An authentically empowered person is humble. This does not mean the false humility of one who stoops to be with those who are below him or her. It is the inclusiveness of one who responds to the beauty of each soul, who sees in each personality and in the actions of each personality the soul incarnate upon the earth. It is the harmlessness of one who treasures and honors and reveres life in all its forms. Are you concerned for the earth? It is the humble who have never harmed the earth. What does it mean to be harmless? It means being so strong that you need not harm a creature. That is what it means. You are so able and empowered that the idea of showing power through harm is not even a part of your consciousness. Humble spirits are free to love and to be who they are. They have no artificial standards to live up to. They are not drawn to the symbols of external power. They do not compete for external power. This does not mean that they do not take pride in what they can do well, or that they do not focus their efforts to produce the best that they can, or are not spurred onward by their fellow humans when that is appropriate to the situation. To compete means to strive for something in company, or together, to aim at something, to try to reach something, to seek after something with others. If the something that you aim for is prestige or notice, or a gold medal instead of a tin medal, it is your personality that is motivating the competition. If what you seek is the joy of giving without reservation, of giving with purpose and joy and consciousness all that you have to the effort that you and other souls are creating jointly, your competition is the expression of your soul. When the effort that finishes last in time has the same value as the effort that finishes first, when the quality of the immortal, timeless soul is honored instead of the time-bound personality, when your giving is not impeded by fear of vulnerability, when the size or color or shape of what you receive or do not receive does not matter, you will know the power of a humble spirit. An authentically empowered person is one who forgives. Forgiveness is not a moral issue. It is an energy dynamic. Forgiveness means that you do not carry the baggage of an experience. When you choose not to forgive, the experience that you do not forgive sticks with you. When you choose not to forgive, it is like agreeing to wear dark, gruesome sunglasses that distort everything. It is you who are forced to look at life every day through those contaminated lenses, because you have chosen to keep them. You wish everyone else to see the world that way, because you wish to see the world that way. It is indeed the world that you are looking at, but it is only you who sees it. You are looking through the lenses of your own contaminated love. Forgiveness means that you do not hold others responsible for your experiences. If you do not hold yourself accountable for what you experience, you will hold someone else accountable. If you are not satisfied with what you experience, you will seek to change it by manipulating that person. Complaining, for example, is a form of manipulation. It is exactly that dynamic of wanting someone to be responsible for what you experience and to fix things for you. When you hold someone responsible for what you experience, you lose power. You cannot know what another person will do. Therefore, when you depend upon another person for the experiences that you think are necessary to your well-being, you live continually in the fear that he or she will not deliver. The perception that someone else is responsible for what you experience underlies the idea that forgiveness is something that one person does for another. How can you forgive another person for the fact that you have chosen to step out of your power? When you forgive, you release critical judgment of yourself as well as of others. You lighten up. If one person grieves at his or her experiences while another is able to laugh, who is the lighter? Which is harmless? The heart that dances is the innocent heart. The one that cannot laugh is burdened. It is the dancing heart that is harmless.